these words are true. Yes. So that's what's happening. He goes on to say in Colossians, second chapter, we've talked about this before, that Jesus, in the second verse, Jesus is the mystery of God. In the second chapter of Colossians, Jesus is the mystery of God. And in him are hidden all of the, remember we talked about treasures? But actually that word really would be treasuries, because it's deposits of wealth. All the treasuries of wisdom and knowledge. That's the light that's being shined into you. God's not withholding information. God is literally pouring out information in phenomenal fashion. But we have to approach this by faith in order to get it. He is shining his, we sang that this morning. He is shining his light of life into us so that we live out from faith and overcome the world. Glory to God. What a beautiful picture. So if we've gone up to the first part of the 33rd verse of the 16th chapter of John, we would have found that Jesus said that I'm giving my peace to you, right? That peace that passes all understanding, that peace, unity, harmony with him. And all of these things we've talked about for the last 35 minutes are coming, they all work together. And you have to believe, you have to, quote, mix that faith with it. You go to him and say, these words are true. I can receive that light shining down into me from you. And by that faith and the knowledge and the information, the wisdom and the knowledge out from God. So I'm meditating over this last night and again this morning. Something I got to say here that I'm not sure I've wrapped my mind around completely. Because of our lives, because of our experiences, some of them good and some of them not so good, right? We talk about overcoming like we're gonna. You with me? Is it just me? Am I the only one? Don't leave me hanging, right? And what the Spirit of God said to me was, no, you look at it wrongly. And that's why you have some of these problems, because you've already overcome. In fact, years and years and years ago, it kind of clicked a thing. The Imperials, that's who that was, decades ago, had that song. And in the middle of the song, they would say, why do they call it the good fight of faith, what Paul wrote to Timothy? And the answer was, y'all, anybody remember? Remember what he said? Yeah, because we've already won. And I used to sing that song a bunch. It was popular while I was on the road in the furniture business. I'd be riding down the road with that was a cassette player then, in my car, and be going, yes. But it really dawned on me, like last night, early this morning, after I finished taking communion, I was going, whoa. We've, the one having been born out from God, overcomes. That's present, indicative, active. That means it's happening. It's all the time happening. It's already happened. It's happening all the time. We're all the time going around because we have these experiences that are negative in our emotions, in our mind, and we think we're suffering, and then we start trying to overcome them. And the problem with that is, even though we all know from a physical standpoint and a mental standpoint, that's true, right? That's reality. But we're talking about something that exceeds physical reality and human knowledge. We're talking about faith and the power of God. And once you begin to understand that in Christ Jesus, you have already overcome, and that wisdom and knowledge is being shined into you so that you are actually walking in it, you can proclaim those excellencies out of that marvelous light that's living in you, and you're going, no, wait a minute, I've already overcome. I don't even know why I feel like this. I should probably stop. Right? Instead of going, no, I'm going to stand against, you know, by his stripes we're healed, brother. You know? Yeah, those words are true too. But step it up a notch. Just go, wait a minute. Oh, what time is it? Y'all remember a few weeks ago when we went through the one having been born of God? I think that's the fifth chapter, like the 17th verse maybe, 18th verse of 1 John 5. Fifth chapter, 1 John 17, I think. The one having been born out from God sins not. Remember we went through that. Ameras. You don't lose your part. Well, duh. Okay? But the next thing says, the one begotten of God, different thing. The one begotten of God keeps him, protects him, and the evil one touches him not. That's what we're talking about. How many of you thought about that since we talked about it, what was that, a month ago? 3 or 4 weeks ago? Maybe I shouldn't ask for hints. Okay? I have every day. In fact, again, sharing with you, I stuck that into the 91st Psalm. You remember me sharing with you a while back where it says, he delivers me from the snare of the fowler. And I said, that's dumb. Men don't get chased by birds like that, right? That actually the picture there is that he delivers you from the trap. That's a snare, the trap set by the enemy. And that idea of the noisome pestilence is the noise in your head. Snare of the fowler and the noisome pestilence. The trap set up by the enemy, by all of that noise in your head that we seem to hear almost continually, don't we? I mean, we have moments where we get all excited about things and then our mind just goes, no, let's go back over here and wallow in it for a while, right? In that place, every morning when I'm speaking these things out, I've stopped right there and said, yes, and the one begotten of God keeps me, and the evil one touches me not. Hallelujah. These words are true. How's that working out for you? Hey, you know, I'm doing pretty well. Not perfect yet, but I'm not going to quit, right? Glory to God. Out from faith. Out from faith into faith. God puts these things in you through the words that you hear. God paints these pictures in you that form this marvelous thing made up, quote, in your mind, but they're not just mental, they're spiritual and they're powerful. And as you begin to walk in them and you begin to speak them out, just like where we started off, I'll be in the middle of just like what we've been doing now. And I'll just stop and go, wow, these words are true. And realize that I'm using a word that is literally thousands of years old that I now, it just invigorates me to hear it. Praise God. Why don't y'all go ahead and stand up? Let me bless you. Thank you, Father. Lord, bless you and keep you. Lord, make his face to always shine into you, granting you peace, health, prosperity, and his true wealth through the name of Jesus. These words are true. Amen.